We're here with Bruce Brumberg, editor-in-chief of MyNQDC.com, to talk about non-qualified deferred comp and taxes. When do I owe income taxes on the income I defer? Is it when I first elect to defer it, when the income's actually deferred, or when I receive the distribution? I mean, where are the taxes taken out in there?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, if you're going to participate in these plans, or you're going to be a financial advisor to executives who get these plans, you really do need to have, you know, a working understanding of the tax rules, because this is where it can really bite you, and to really take advantage of the plans, you need to know the tax rules. So as long as the plan is set up correctly, you're going to owe ordinary income taxes when you receive distributions on the deferred amounts, along with any interest or earnings that are credited to your account. This is when the sort of the income is considered part of your gross income. So let's say you defer $80,000 of your $100,000 bonus. That $100,000 bonus is not part of your ordinary income at the time you defer it. But when you retire, you know, this amount has sort of grown to $175,000, and you get it as a big lump sum, or you get it in 10 years. Whatever it is in the year in which you get the money, that amount is part of your ordinary income, and it's taxed at your rates at that point. So in retirement, let's say you're going to be a lot lower tax bracket than you are right now. So depending on whether you were actually an employee of the company at the time of deferral or not, there is going to be withholding on it. Even though, you know, you're retired, you're no longer an employee, you were an employee at that time, now you get the, you know, you get this money when you're 75, there's still going to be withholding, and you're actually going to get a W-2 for it.
So what are the tax rules that let me defer paying taxes on my income till the distribution?
Well, separate from these sort of pesky 409A rules that we're going to discuss a little bit later, your deferral of taxes, meaning your ability not to pay taxes this year when you actually earn the money this year, it fits into a few different tax law principles. One is known as constructive receipt doctrine. The other is known as economic benefits doctrine. Now, I'm not going to give a whole, you know, lecture on it, but in short, since you don't have any direct rights to the money, you cannot use it, and you would actually lose it in a bankruptcy, no income is triggered until you actually receive it and have all these rights to it. The NQDC is informally funded, and it's an unsecured promise to pay. Therefore, the ordinary income taxes are delayed until the distribution dates you elected under the plan, or when specific events, life events, you know, job loss, disability trigger a distribution.
So what about the Social Security and Medicare taxes and the payroll, FICA taxes? I mean, there's all these other ones. Do I pay them when I defer the income, or do I pay those also when I get the distribution?
That's a good question. It shows you understand the difference between, you know, these payroll taxes and ordinary income tax. You know, as I was saying, the ordinary income tax is deferred into distribution. However, at the time you actually defer the income, you actually do owe Social Security. It's a rate of, you know, it's currently 6.2% up to whatever the yearly maximum is for that year. And then there's also Medicare, which currently is at 1.45, and it's uncapped, and it's going to go up in 2013 to a higher percentage. And so you actually owe those payroll taxes or FICA taxes, whatever you know them as, when you get that income and when it's no longer subject to a risk of forfeiture. So let's say it's standard salary or bonus. You're going to pay Social Security and Medicare that year. If there's a company contribution or company match, it's when it actually vests. That's when the Social Security and Medicare comes out. The good news is you're not going to pay it again when the full amount is distributed to you at the time you've elected or it's been triggered.
Well, here's a question I had, because we were talking about the investment allotment before. Do I owe payroll taxes on the interest or the earnings that come out of the NQDC account when it's distributed?
You don't owe payroll taxes on that part of it. And again, the payroll tax part, you know, the FICA's part of it, Social Security and Medicare, that's going to be at the time you defer. And it's going to be on your W-2, and we have on the site annotated W-2s that show how they'll look at various times with NQDC. So you're not going to owe that again. When the money is actually distributed to you, assuming there's not an excess interest credited to you, there's this something called the non-duplication rule, so you're not going to owe Social Security and Medicare again. This is a SERP-type plan, which is like a pension plan, and hasn't been taken out earlier, then you are going to owe some Medicare and Social Security at the time you get a SERP, which is a pension-like distribution.
Now, what if my company has a match or a contribution to the plan? Is the tax treatment different because it's, you know, they have control over the money?
It's somewhat similar. I mean, it's this concept of risk of forfeiture, meaning if you have to, you know, work at the company or you have to reach a certain performance goal, and if you don't, you forfeit it, then you don't have the Social Security and Medicare take it out right away. But when you actually vest in the contribution or match part, then you have FICA tax, and at the point at which the money is distributed to you in the future, that's when you have the ordinary income tax.
So their contribution is treated essentially the same way?
It's treated the same. The only difference is with the salary that you defer or bonus you defer, there's no risk of forfeiture. You've actually earned it. With the contribution or match, it still has to vest. And so the payroll tax part of it won't come out until you actually have vest in it.
Now, when I get my distributions for the plan, are the taxes I owe based on the value that I'm actually getting? Because like we talked about, it'll grow.
Well, it'd be great if it was based on the initial deferral. It's not. You know, assuming this isn't a secular trust, we actually pay taxes up front. It's based on the value at distribution. Now, realize you deferred for a number of years paying any taxes. And as the amount grew, you didn't pay any taxes on it. And this income is going to appear on your W-2. And there's going to be withholding at that time at the supplemental income rates, assuming you were an employee at that time. If you were never an employee, if you were a consultant or director, then you're going to have to wind up paying, you know, taxes, and you're going to get a 1099 miscellaneous, and you may need to pay estimated taxes, in fact. Hopefully, at the time you get the distribution, your actual tax rate is going to be much lower, and you're also going to have saved money on that instead of paying the taxes today.
Is the tax treatment different if I want my distribution as a lump sum versus if I want it over a period of years?
Well, I mean, as long as it's properly set up and administered, the tax treatment's the same. There can be some advantages to an installment payment. If you are moving from, say, a high tax state to a low tax state, then the state that you used to live in can't decide to tax you.
Okay, Bruce, thanks a lot for talking with us about non-qualified deferred comp and the tax issues that can arise. For more information about this and many other subjects related to non-qualified deferred comp, visit mynqdc.com.